88.3 Southern FM, local and live.
And local and live will be the Space Show this evening. So let's start out with Space Show News. If you ever think about outer space, you probably think of it as being a vacuum. That is, a place where there is nothing. And, in one sense, you would be correct. At sea level, our atmosphere contains roughly 10 to the power of 19 molecules per cubic centimetre. That is, 10 quintillion. Now take a look at one of your fingernails. That has an area of about 1 square centimetre. Now look at the finger underneath that fingernail. The volume of that tip of your finger is about a cubic centimetre. That volume of air contains 10 quintillion molecules, mostly nitrogen and oxygen. Now let's take your finger into outer space, or more specifically, interplanetary space. That's the space around the Sun where the planets orbit. Flowing outwards from the Sun is a stream of mainly protons and electrons at an average velocity of 400 kilometers per second. The average density of the interplanetary medium is 3 to 10 particles per cubic centimeter. The space between the stars is not empty. This interstellar medium consists mainly of hydrogen, helium, and traces of carbon, oxygen, and nitrogen. Most of this is molecular, some atomic, and some ionized. The density varies from place to place, but can reach 1 million molecules per cubic centimeter. You will note that this is much higher than the interplanetary medium. The solar wind, directed by the Sun's magnetic field, continues outward at nearly constant speed until it meets the interstellar medium. This meeting place is called the heliospheric termination shock. Because the Sun is orbiting around the center of our Milky Way galaxy, it is moving through the interstellar medium. As a result, the heliospheric termination shock is tear-shaped, not spherical. Just as a boat moving through water creates a bow wave, the solar system has a bow shock. Just where this bow shock was a mystery until the two Voyager spacecraft crossed it and entered interstellar space. To astronomers, an astronomical unit is the distance between the Sun and the Earth. That is about 150 million kilometres. In 2012, Voyager 1 exited the heliopause and did so at a distance of 122 astronomical units from the Sun. Voyager 2, heading in a different direction, exited in 2018 at 119 astronomical units from the Sun. Both spacecraft are now measuring the interstellar medium as they continue to move away from the Sun. When ions in the interstellar medium meet the Sun's magnetic field, they are deflected, hence the magnetopause. They don't enter our solar system. Neutral atoms and molecules, on the other hand, are not deflected by the solar magnetic field. They travel through the solar system. There are two spacecraft able to measure these neutral particles. They are IBEX, the Interstellar Boundary Explorer, and Ulysses. IBEX is in an orbit around the Earth, with perigee, or close point, of 7,000 kilometres and apogee of 221,000 kilometres. It was launched in 2008. It has two instruments able to detect energetic neutral atoms and tell from which direction they came. On average, IBEX detects 600 particles a day. Ulysses is a European Space Agency craft orbiting the Sun, with perihelion at 1.3 astronomical units and aphelion at 5.4 astronomical units, which is the distance of Jupiter from the Sun. Ulysses was intended to only measure the properties of the sun, but surprisingly was able to measure some aspects of the interstellar medium. It showed that the velocity of the sun with respect to the local interstellar medium is 26 kilometers per second, and that the temperature of the local interstellar gas is 6,500 Kelvin. Now, back to IBEX. It has not only detected neutral atoms that have traveled directly from the local interstellar space. Some of the neutral atoms from the interstellar medium collide with ions in the solar wind, ionizing them and giving them a boost in energy. Later, at another charge exchange collision, energetic neutral atoms are formed. These have much greater energies than the interstellar neutrals. Now, IBEX has measured atoms with energies up to 6,000 electron volts. An electron volt is the energy an electron gains when it is accelerated by an electric potential of 1 volt. If you have ever seen the sparks fly when a 600-volt tram crosses a 1,500-volt train line, then you have seen 1,500 electron volt particles. IBEX has been measuring energetic neutral atoms from all directions of the sky since 2009. Because we know they are generated at the heliopause, we can use them to map the direction and strength of the interstellar boundary. One finding over the past decade is that the heliosphere can respond to large-scale changes in the solar wind speed and density. Scientists have been able to correlate solar wind measurements by satellites near the Earth with the changes to the heliosphere boundary. It turns out that it takes the solar wind 2 years to reach the bow shock. IBEX has been able to measure the shape of the heliospheric termination shock and how it varies with the solar wind changes. One finding is that the boundary of the heliosphere has an asymmetric structure. Another finding is that the distance of the heliospheric boundary changes by many tens of astronomical units. Although the Voyager 1 crossed into interstellar space at a distance of 122 AU, IBEX indicates that 4 years later the boundary was at 131 astronomical units. By that time, Voyager 1 was 136 astronomical units, so was still in interstellar space. As for Voyager 2, the IBEX data showed that the heliopause had moved outward ahead of Voyager 2, delaying the crossing into interstellar space by several years until 2018. IBEX is expected to continue to operate and take measurements for some time. A new NASA mission called IMAP is planned for launch in 2025. The Interstellar Mapping and Acceleration Probe will improve on IBEX's capabilities by measuring energetic neutral atoms over a larger energy range with greater accuracy. Whereas IBEX orbits the Earth, IMAP will orbit the first Lagrange point, which is 1.5 million kilometers from Earth in the direction of the Sun. It is expected that IMAP will reveal the highly structured heliosphere evolving over time. We look forward to more news from the IBEX mission. This has been The Space Show. I'm Andrew Rennie.